All right, everyone, welcome to Heal Thyself, another series of shows. This week is coming out, and I'm telling you, this is a week to be reckoned with, because it is one of the top weeks. We have so much good stuff, because why? It's applicable. It's going to be applicable to your life right now. We have this Knowledge Bomb segment today, and we're going to be talking about anger, real anger. Where does it come from? Why do we have it? How do we work with it? How do we integrate it? How do we release the repressed emotions of anger? What are the downstream effects of anger on our physical, mental, emotional? We have such a disconnect with anger, and it is the biggest mystery emotion. But you don't even know that when you heal anger, how many issues that we suffer with begin to heal as well. And then later in the week, we are releasing the guest segment with Dr. Alan Goldhammer. And I mean, if you've ever been interested about fasting, and you should be, because fasting is incredible when it comes to your health. It is one of the most powerful medicines that is out there. Dr. Alan Goldhammer goes over the science of fasting, meaning should men be fasting different than women? What effects does fasting have on our overall health for chronic diseases? What about acute diseases? What about our microbiome, autoimmune diseases, thyroid issues, skin issues? What about weight loss? How does fasting help weight loss? And don't we lose a bunch of muscle? He answers every question that I've ever had and that all of you have ever had and DM me, because we are covering the most important parts of fasting and how we need to integrate it to our health. I can't wait for you to listen to that episode coming out in a few days on Thursday. But for now, let us get to this awesome fire Knowledge Bomb segment. Send this to someone you love, anyone who can benefit from learning about anger. This is it. We're going in. All right, so you have a slew of physical symptoms, right? Gut issues, you got the constant mental health issues. Your body feels contracted. You keep attracting people, places, things, situations, circumstances that keep breaking you down, pushing you to the limit, right? You feel like you're going to break down at some point soon. It's one thing after another. We have to understand this. We are holistic beings, and we can't just look at the physical. We must integrate the mental and the emotional as well. And this is what medicine's missing, right? So you're poked and you're prodded and you're analyzed with a magnifying glass, all to feel better. Something deeper going on, and medicine is not understanding the full picture. And it's the physical and mental health effects of anger. It's poorly understood. It's understudied. And even worse, it's taboo for you and most people that you see on the street. All right, so you have the gut issues, right? Let's start there. You got the bloat and you got the heartburn. Food sensitivity. Sometimes foods affect you, sometimes foods don't. So you go to a doctor, whether functional or naturopathic, maybe even your medical doctor gave you a stool test. And they go, I mean, your gut's pretty good. Nothing's coming up. You might get an endoscopy, a colonoscopy, right? You got some blood work done. You might have done even an elimination diet, but nothing keeps coming up, right? Oh, maybe let's check for SIBO. You don't have SIBO. Oh, it must be autoimmune. So let's check for ulcerative colitis, Crohn's. You don't have those. So then we're just going to tell you you have IBS and you still have symptoms. You're not getting better. You're doing supplement protocols, food protocols. We have to start thinking about an emotional root. I don't know how many times I have to say this. We have to really start thinking about what is the emotional root of my gut issues, because I promise you, there is no set of physical symptoms that are more connected to emotions than gut issues and anger. They are a marriage. They are married. They are happily married. They know each other from the start. And when we repress that anger and when we don't know how to express it, guess what suffers? Our gut, right? Anger is held in the gut. It's held right there in the fascia that surrounds our gut. I want you to think about it like a corset, right? That is just wrapped around your belly, sucking, and it has all of the laces and it's just both sides just sucking in. Well, that's how we do. And check your body. Check if that's you right now. Because if it is, I would ask you, are you holding in a little bit of anger? All right, so your neck and your jaw, right? Your neck is really just tight. Your shoulders are really tight. You, every time you go to a massage, the masseuse goes, oh, you're very tight. So, oh, okay, well, let's do the left side and then the right side and let's see. And then maybe you kind of feel better. Maybe that day. But maybe the next day it comes back, all that tightness. So the next day. And maybe that tightness actually moved away from your shoulders and now moving up the neck into the jaw. Now you have TMD. Now every time you open your jaw, it doesn't open fully. Or your jaw starts clicking. Or you have jaw pain. Or you're grinding your teeth at night. Again, if this symptomology, all these pieces are starting to fall into your lap and you're looking at yourself in the mirror, listening to your symptoms on this podcast, I'm going to have to tell you about anger. We're going to go into it. But other downstream physical effects of repressed anger is blood pressure elevated. But my God, just like gut issues is the physical connection to repressed anger, people pleasing is the mental expression of anger. How many of you out here are people pleasers, right? How many of you? How many of you have people said and identified that you are the nicest person? She's so sweet. He is a sweetheart, the nicest guy I know, right? And then you wear that as a badge of honor going, I am the sweetest person. And then you identify with it. Your personality becomes, I'm the nice guy or I'm the sweet girl, because you get love and attention, right? You get safety from being more of that. That's not a mistake. You learn that at a very young age, what it feels like, what it is to embody the people pleasing. That's just a compensation, my friends. I mean, that's not to say that you're not a nice person, because I'm sure you are. But people pleasing is when you're overextending yourself in order to make others happy. But the truth isn't that. You're actually not overextending yourself to make others happy. The truth of the matter is you're overextending yourself because you're afraid to make others mad. And that's the key here. You can be a sweet person and extend yourself to make others happy. That's sweet. That's honorable. But when you overextend your wants, needs, and desires, when you overexert yourself, when you deplete yourself to make others happy, the truth of the matter is that you are afraid to make them mad. So now you start thinking about the people in your life. Are you listening to this right now, overextending yourself because you're truly scared to make other people mad? And the question is, why? Well, the truth of the matter is that your fear for making other people angry comes back down to the repression that you hold. You see, it's very difficult to see and hold someone else in their own anger when you are completely ignoring what you have inside of you, that reservoir of anger that you're holding. So by virtue of that, when someone is expressing their anger, you're completely contracting in fear. But the truth of the matter is that you cannot hold your own anger. That big, big, big reservoir of deep anger that you're holding, oh, that's there. So until you express that, you ain't going to be able to hold another in their anger, and you will continue people-pleasing. See, the remedy for people-pleasing isn't going to a therapist and talking about how you please people and then trying to figure out new communication styles, because it doesn't come from the head. People-pleasing comes from the fear that you hold about anger in the body. You're not having clear boundaries. Everything's going wrong in life, right? You're attracting all these people, places, things, situations, circumstances where, oh, I'm just the nicest person. Why do I keep attracting the shittiest people or the shittiest situations or circumstances? And then people around you are like, you're just such a nice person. Why do you? The truth of the matter is that your body, your soul is attracting the people, places, things, situations, circumstances in order for you to have the exact frequency of what's going on inside your body. You see, we don't think about how emotional wounds heal. We only think about how physical wounds heal. We break our leg, we know that it's going to heal. And we actually in science know how it heals. But we don't have any idea how something as abstract, ethereal as emotions that we cannot quantify how that heals. So the fact of the matter is that guess what? The body does heal repressed emotions, and it does so by calling in the people, places, things, situations, circumstances that are in alignment for you to express that emotion. So guess what? If you're a people-pleasing angry person, you are going to attract angry people. If you're a people-pleasing angry person, you're going to attract situations that are so shitty to make you angry. And guess what? If you're so scared to express that anger, you're going to be like, oh, this is shitty. Okay, well, it's okay. We're going to figure it out. Everything's fine. Versus just breaking down and letting that anger, that wild person inside of you, come out. See, you see where I'm going with this? I know you guys are feeling this. Okay, so let's go forward. I'm very, very excited to tell you about NewsS Good Green Vitality. It has revolutionized my approach to daily nutrition and whole body wellness. This supplement provides a true symphony of vitamins, minerals, and superfoods in one convenient scoop. And it's designed to bridge the gap between what we eat and what our bodies really need for comprehensive nourishment. Imagine simplifying your supplement routine, right? I always say this, you shouldn't be taking in 20, 30 different supplements every single day in a bottle and just gulping it down, right? Imagine replacing it with just a drink that is convenient, Good Green Vitality is fantastic and without compromising on quality or nutritional integrity. Since integrating it into my regimen, I can feel the difference. I do it every day. I took it this morning. I put it in water. I mix it up. I don't do anything fancy. Some people put it in their smoothie. Some people put it in, they make a little latte with it, with some milk, some bubbles, some froth. No, no, no. I just put it in, mix it up, and I drink it, and it's good. I wouldn't be able to drink it water if it was nasty. I promise you that. I have a very sensitive palate here. And my energy levels are better. I feel more focused. My immunity's always been strong, but knock on wood, I haven't gotten sick. Right? And even when I travel, I'll always bring my green powder to know that at least on my diet, when I'm away from home, I'm getting in greens always. Good Green Vitality, it's more than just a supplement. I promise you that. This company is fantastic. I went with this green powder company because bang for a buck, it's the best price and best quality. A lot of green powder companies have gotten really expensive, kind of crazy actually, former ones. But what I want is for you to get your hands on something that is bang for buck, amazing and affordable. To learn more and start your journey towards whole body wellness with Good Green Vitality, that is NewZest, N-U-Z-E-S-T, .usa.com/DRG. You're going to get 20% off with that code. Enjoy your green powder. Here are my four best solutions, my favorite ways to start integrating your repressed anger and creating a brand new healthy you. It's so important for your health. Anger will make you sick. That's it. This is the if you take anything from this podcast, if you cut me off right now and then you go about doing your thing, you put on your Netflix or you go outside and you go food shopping, whatever you do, if you don't want to listen to the rest of this episode, no. But anger will make you sick. That is the one thing I want you to take. It is the most destructive emotion next to shame in the body. And it will eat away in your body. It will eat your body alive. That's how hot and destructive anger is when it is not let out naturally. Now, when it comes to anger, it is a natural expression. We all need it to survive. And anger is different than aggression. Aggression is that ancient evolutionary forward movement to kill an animal for survival. That's aggression, because you're not necessarily angry with the animal, right? That you're killing. The animal didn't do anything to you. You didn't take anything personal from the animal. So we're leading with aggression to kill and survive. That's evolutionary. And anger is too, but we don't understand both, because a lot of the time we've expressed and seen anger connected to aggression. So we've been afraid to be around people who are angry because they're not expressing it in a healthy way. And oftentimes that anger is leading to expression, especially in traumatized people whose brain is wired for reactivity versus reflection. But they tend to be different energies. But we need anger for integrity. And here's what I mean by that. Anger is a sacred emotion, and it carries a gift for us to move forward our awareness from external to the internal connection. You ever notice when you're angry, you become more selfish? That's not by mistake. Anger is bringing you back to the integrity of who you are. It's saying, maybe for the first time, no, I'm not going to do that. Why am I even at this job anyway? It starts bringing out the truth, right? Or, you know, what is this? The third time that my supposed friend left me hanging like that? Why am I even friends with him or her? It's a truth serum. Anger actually has the ability with all of us, and it's an emotional charge, to suppress our egoic stories of how you think we should respond, how you think you got to be in this moment. And instead, it shows you the truth. It shows you what you're really feeling. It is bringing you back to the integrity, the boundaries of who you are. Integrity is boundaries. Integrity, think about it, the self, the boundaries of the self, who you are in your own integrity. So the way you responded all your life to all these moments that got you angry, yeah, that kept you safe and loved. But anger has a way of showing you the truth if you listen. But most of us don't. We're so afraid of anger that instead of looking at it and what it's showing us, we move away from the truth. And instead, immediately we take it out on the person who makes us angry, right? How many of you have done that? And that's because we're never taught what healthy anger looks like. And where do we learn this? From our parents. We grow up in a household where, let's say typically the mom or dad, right, are going to not have a healthy expression of anger because they never learned it from their parents. So the anger was always connected to aggression. So instead of speaking the truth, let's say, for example, your mom was an angry mom. She was really sweet, but she blew up in the house, or she was bipolar. She was unpredictable. Or the dad, right? The dad just overworking or an alcoholic, right? Overexpressed anger because the person, the parent, is not able to connect to their truth of what they're feeling. These are skills that we never learn, and it's perpetuated. I would say anger and shame are the deepest perpetuated emotions that we see through generations. And so we're in a household where, let's say, for example, mom is angry. She's angry once, two, three times a week, and it's loud, and it's big, and it's scary. And you as a kid, you need to survive the household. Where are you going to go? You probably go to your room, close the door. What are you going to do? You're probably going to compensate in whatever way you know will get you more love and survival. So what do? You open a book. Because as a child, you know that the accolades you get from school is the opposite energy that is expressed in the house. So more love and safety is the opposite of I'm not safe because of this anger. So you do more of what gets you more love and safety. Natural, incredible, right? This is what we do as kids. But it doesn't have to be the books. The same kid can just run to the refrigerator and start eating out of fear of the anger, out of the knowing that when they're angry, they can't express that emotion, because when mom does, dad gets quiet and the whole house is on eggshells. Or when dad does, the whole house gets quiet and mom's disconnected from you. We have to start thinking about what is our relationship with anger and when did it start? Because if any of these symptoms that I'm listing in this podcast align with you, you got some work to do. So it's your responsibility to create a new perspective of what's happening in your body. But back to my favorite interventions, here are the four ways to start integrating anger. Number one, you have to understand this one piece. Discomfort leads to anger. Right? There's a boundary alarm in you that we all have at different volumes. Yours needs to get louder. And this is the muscle you need to develop. It's about having a relationship with the body enough to know when you feel like someone is not respecting your healthy boundaries. And if you can't make a healthy boundary for yourself, it's going to develop more and more to repressed anger. Use your judgment. What does a healthy boundary look like? Does it look like I won't take someone purposefully taking advantage of me, or someone who doesn't speak objectively but personally puts me down? And figure out what the integrity and the boundary is for you. This part is important. It's really important. You have to be able to feel when your boundary is being encroached. This is a skill. So you ain't going to be good at it. People pleasers, you are probably the worst at it. But that's okay, because you're going to develop this muscle, just like going to the gym. You got your ability to feel when your boundaries are encroached are that of a wet noodle. We're going to build you up to a bodybuilder. So the true requirement of feeling that we need a connection to our body. It's the most important thing, because if we don't connect to our body, we will never be able to feel. If we're living in our head in people-pleasing, I'm afraid to express my own anger, to have someone so triggered by me that they're going to have to express their anger. I have to live in this people-pleaser mode. My gut issues are here. That's okay. Let me just take my awareness away from me and give to another. It's about you. You need to, if you are angry, you need to become more selfish. And it starts with a connection with the body. The ego doesn't start telling you stories. So when you get angry and you're connected to the body, your ego is not overriding that feeling that you're feeling on the inside and overriding you and telling you the stories about how you have to be in this energy, because it's the same cycle you've been in. Every time anger is expressed inside of you or by another, the same operating system comes into play and tells you the person you need to be. This is what needs to be broken as the first step. And you're using through your body intuitive discernment to know what's happening, right? Intuitive discernment is such a contrasting set of words, but it's true. You use your intuition to discern what is happening in my body. Let me know what's happening. Let me feel what's happening. And now, can you speak up for yourself before it's repressed? Because if you're repressing this is going to be a new skill for you. You need to speak up before it festers, because I promise you, anger will eat you from the inside. It is destructive. Number two, you have to create a relationship with your body. I say this on every show. If you don't have a high body IQ, you are not doing health, period. You're not doing health, because the body IQ is the most important thing you can do for your health. I'll say that again. Your body IQ is the most important thing you can do for your health, because if you don't have a connection with your body, you have no idea what you need, where you need to go, what your body's going through, if you need to eat this food, what time you need to go to sleep, how this person in your life is affecting you for better or for worse. You're living in your head and you're living in your stories, and that is what's dictating your human experience. You will be lost in a tornado all your life if you live in your head, and you will be grounded like a tree, having awareness of all the things going on around you if you have a connection with your body. You need to lay down. You need to close your eyes. You need to begin feeling what your body feels like. You need to feel like what your toes and your knees and your back and your elbows and your neck and your belly feel like. Where do you hold tension? Where is it strongest? Where is it the least amount? Where do you feel like you can't breathe well? Where does pain manifest in the body? And are you visiting all of those points in your body every single day? Because if you're not, your body's going to go, okay, well, this person just tried for a few days and has no connection with me. And it's going to continue the same cycle of living in your head and not in your body. You want to live most of your life in your body and go to your head only when you need to. And that means when I need to follow my schedules and use my logic, right? And be places on time and figure out mathematics and look into the future and think about something in the past. But my God, we do it the opposite. We have zero connection with the body. Well, you never lose full connection. So you have 1% connection with the body, 99% connection with the head. Of course we're sick. We live in our heads. You need to connect with your body. Use your breath. Use your meditation. Drop into your body. Create a body-centric meditation, somatic-centric meditation, yoga nidra before bed. You gotta have a connection with the body, all right? I do this. We do it virtually. Elm.health. Go to it. We do virtual body connections. I do it all the time. This is what my whole brand is about. This is what my whole purpose is about, getting you back to your body. Probiotics and prebiotics, along with diet, nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle, are cornerstone tools for building foundational health, especially when it comes to the gut. Clinical research has shown consistent and continuous daily intake of a probiotic is the best way to build up your gut health. I take Seeds Daily Symbiotic, beautiful packaging, beautiful quality supplement, and I'm sure you've heard me rave about the results. I put it on the show a few times, but it's worth emphasizing again how much Seed has supported my overall health and well-being. You see, Seed helps to maintain a healthy gut microbiome, which provides me with healthy digestion and regularity. And when my digestion is moving like the way it should, I can see the vibrance and clarity in my skin. Seed is a shelf-stable probiotic that doesn't require refrigeration. It's easy to keep up the habit, whether you're at home or on the go. I love this about Seed. Clinical testing, and it's rigorous, to provide the efficacy of Seed's proprietary probiotic strains. They have over 70 trials backed up with the science. So for me, Seed is the best way to nourish my microbiome, especially when it ain't right, or when it's feeling weak, or when I didn't sleep, or when I'm traveling especially. If you're looking to promote gut health, digestion, and total body benefits, Seed's Daily Symbiotic is the product I recommend. Trust your gut with Seed's DS-01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/DRG. Use the code 25DRG to get 25% off of your first month for some good, healthy gut. Number three. The body relationship leads to an anger release. Oh, okay. Wow, that's crazy. Why? Well, when you create a relationship with the body and you keep visiting it every single day and the body begins to trust you, then, only then, will whatever you're holding inside of you begin to be released. Because you don't push anger out. You know, there's so many, this is my biggest turnoff for anger. There's so many modalities and programs and retreat places where we push anger out, right? We have people scream, just push it out, scream and punch this and hit this, right? And say, F you, mom, F you, dad, right? What the fuck is going on? That's not how we treat anger. We don't shake someone up and have them throw up anger. No. Because that only gets a superficial anger. What's released in that moment is just, you know, some anger that may be festering for the past year. But to truly get to the root of repressed anger, you actually have to do the opposite. You got to be at peace with your body. And that process happens when the body feels safe. And the body only feels safe when you have a relationship to it. Period. The body will never feel safe to show you what's there unless you have a relationship to it. And this is why you need to go back to number two, the most important piece. If you don't have a relationship with your body will never feel to trust you to move repressed energy. Anger is so powerful that we can't just cathartic vomit it out. We actually need to create the space in the body for the body to witness what's there, for you to witness what's there, the body to show you. And then naturally, through spaciousness, anger is released in whatever way your body seems fit. We're not throwing it out. Maybe your body wants only 5 cc's of anger, but then 10 gallons the next day. This is your practice and your responsibility, especially if you're suffering with your physical mental health. And the last part is, it's sort of like a cycle. It just keeps going, right? The more clear you are in the expression of yourself, meaning the more you are letting go of anger, especially for all of you out there who are struggling with it, you bring more clarity into the integrity of you. Because guess what? When you it goes back to what I said in the beginning. You know those moments when you're angry and you all of a sudden know what you need? This is what happens when you express repressed anger. The anger shows you exactly who you are and what you are. And now you begin to create clearer and clearer and clearer boundaries for yourself. Now you're allowing this from a healthy place. Now you're beginning to speak up for yourself more and more and more with less and less fear and more conviction. Now, guess what? Your frequency changes. Now the people around you are attracted to you in a very different way because you have more integrity and autonomy of the self. And by having that, you become more of an attractive figure. Now, the vibration is changing. The people, places, things, situations, circumstances that you were attracting that were supposed to trigger you, that were beating you up, that were pushing you towards an anger release in itself, because you've released your own anger that is repressed in there, now you're not calling in all those shitty situations. Now you're not calling in the same cycle of bad partners. Look, it's on you. You are creating this experience from what is repressed inside of you. Therefore, it stands to believe it is your responsibility to look at what's inside of you and then choose, is it safe for you to express? Now, when you express that repressed anger, guess what? Your heart is opening. That's the power of anger, because your belly opens, you're breathing better, your diaphragm is going down, you're getting more blood to the system, you're breathing better, and now it's creating more spaciousness in the heart. Wow, that's crazy. You mean to tell me by releasing anger, it gives me more heart? Yeah. So if you want to fall in love with your partner more, if you want to have a deeper relationship with your kids, it's your responsibility to go look at how much anger you have inside. And when you release that anger, all those blockages, all that gunk, all that fire, then all of a sudden the new garden growth happens and your heart begins to open. The biggest blessing you can give your children is teaching them how to live authentically expressed. But they will not learn. When I say teach, they're not going to learn through your words. They're not going to learn through books. They're not going to learn through you trying to change their behaviors in the moment. They're going to learn by mimicking you. It's your responsibility to connect to your anger in order for the children in your house to know what mom looks like when she's angry and she's not going to hurt me. What dad looks like when he's angry and he's not going to hurt me. Now the expression of anger in the household is safe. And because it's safe, your children begin to have the spaciousness to keep letting that emotion, expression of anger, which is so potent in children, out. And then they're not building up, and then they're not becoming people pleasers, and they're not suffering with gut issues, and they're not suffering with skin issues, and they're not suffering with all of the issues that we see, those inflammatory issues, those mental health issues downstream. You love your kids. Work on your anger. That's the truth. That's how you break generational trauma. Your body improves, your skin improves, your jaw starts opening up, your neck feels good. Now you're getting a masseuse and they go, wait, what are you doing for your shoulders? They're feeling really soft and smooth. Well, I'm releasing anger, right? Your blood pressure goes down, people pleasing away, and now you have clear boundaries. You become a different figure. You become more attractive to people, not only for dating, not only for relationships, just people in general. This is what I'm telling you when it comes to anger. Hey, everyone listening, you have to, if anything, look at this. You really got it, because it's going to change your life. The moment you just lean into the understanding that there is a wild, wild beast, Tasmanian primal beast inside of you, men and women. There is a wild, wild man and wild woman in there that is ancient, evolutionary, that is beyond language, that has the ability to kill an animal and a human being. Everyone listening, you have the ability, right? You have the capacity to kill a human being. If it was a post-apocalyptic world, I promise you, you would do whatever you need to survive. So understand that we are just human beings thinking we're so elegant and sophisticated with language and jobs and clothes. The truth of the matter is, in a post-apocalyptic world, you would be a crazy wild person. So think and feel how true that is. And are you releasing that wild animal inside you? Because if you're not, I promise you it's building up in your body. There you go. Anger. Work on that anger. Heal your mental, heal your physical. Create a place where it's safe for your children to grow up and be and embody the person that you want your children to be. It starts with you. Anger release. Hope you enjoyed this knowledge bomb.